You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Tomorrow in the Umbrian hill town of Assisi, Pope Francis will preside over the World Day of Prayer for Peace. Chris Altieri is in the city of St. Francis ahead of the Holy Father and sent us this report.
3 days of dialogue have been organized ahead of the World Day of Prayer for Peace in Assisi. The Sant'Egidio community has organized the series of presentations, roundtables, and panel discussions on a host of themes, from social justice and equality as keys to peace, to the local effects of and responses to global challenges, to the need, once again and with an ever more unified voice, decry the misuse and abuse of religion in the service of unworthy causes. Thirst for Peace, Religions and Cultures in Dialogue, is the theme of this 30th anniversary iteration of the World Day of Prayer for Peace, first convoked by Pope St. John Paul II in 1986. The Archbishop Emeritus of Barcelona, Cardinal Luis Martinez Sistac, told us we've made important progress.
Penso che abbiamo fatto un percorso molto importante.
Cardinal Sistac went on to express his gratitude to the Sant'Egidio community for their 3 decades of leadership in organizing the international event.
La presenza domani del Papa Francesco.
If the spirit of Assisi is alive and well, and bears the mark of the visionary saint who began it, Pope Francis has brought a renewed sense of urgency to the common search for peace. These, Cardinal Sistac said, are the things to which we bear witness when we come here. The desire, the thirst for peace, is constitutive of human nature. To be human is to thirst for peace. Here in Assisi, more than 400 people representing scores of religions have come together to show their desire to discover within their traditions the wherewithal to serve the cause of peace and to bear witness to and give exercise to the enduring presence of that desire and the hope for its fulfillment. In Assisi, awaiting Pope Francis, I'm Chris Altieri.